actually, we have not received the statement officially. We just heard it actually on the international media. When we get the full statement, we'll see actually the background and the charges against our commander, Peter Gadet. And then from there, actually, we can react officially. So far now, we have not seen it. It's just being carried on the news media. So definitely by tomorrow, when we get it officially, we can actually respond to this.
From the perspective of the SPLM in opposition, is it fair to want to impose sanctions on you?
Well, you know, when the Secretary of the State visited South Sudan and Addis Ababa here, of course, he talked about sanctions, and already we know that President Obama made an executive order that actually will sanction those who will actually be not in a position to negotiate in good faith. So far with us now, we are actually negotiating in good faith, and with the generals down in South Sudan, whatever is happening, for sure, if there are people, their names come up in the list, we need to know who are these and the charges against them. Because we are in South Sudan, and for sure, we need to know the background and what happened and all this so that officially we can actually react.
What can you tell us that former Vice President Riek Machar might be meeting with President Salva Kiir? Is there truth to that story?
That's true. Dr. Machar will be coming to Addis Ababa. It's already we received the invitation from the Prime Minister of Ethiopia. And when he comes here, of course, he will have some meetings with the government here, starting from Prime Minister and some diplomats in the region. And from there, of course, President Kiir will be coming on his way to Addis Ababa. And I believe this meeting will be facilitated by the Prime Minister here in Addis Ababa. And of course, we look forward for this meeting and we'll see how it goes.
Is it possible for the two leaders to ever meet and agree on something, given what has taken place, the violence?
Well, on our part, of course, you know, we are committed for peace and we want to bring peace. If the agenda is actually that they want to discuss what happened in South Sudan and how to move the talks forward, these are things that we are very positive and we want to see how President Kiir will respond to this. Dr. Machar is always a ready person that he wants to bring peace to our country. And he will actually talk with all frankness and honesty. And definitely we hope that they will forge a way forward.
Pagam Amu and the others that were just released, are they in Addis Ababa?
No, the four of them actually, Pagam Amu, Uyai Deng Majak, Ezekiel Lol, and Dr. Majak, are actually now in Nairobi. So we are hoping by tomorrow they should come to Addis Ababa. And we want them here actually because they have a big role to play in bringing peace to the country, because these are leaders of South Sudan and leaders of the ruling party, the SPLM.